Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order at 6:03. Roll call, please, with a correction.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Hoyer?
Here.
Maloney?
Here.
Barry?
Here.
Carl here. Dan?
Here.
Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will you meet them?
No.
Our agenda this evening is we're going to be addressing the space needs assessment update.
At this time, I would like to bring Dan and Tiffany up. We have met them several times, and they're here to discuss a drawing of a new possible building.
There is a microphone available to you, too, if you like.
Okay, so can you hear me? We worked on the overhead policy last time. Yes. Is this?
Yes.
Okay. We worked on scheme A, which was the long rectangular building that left more of the open site behind it. We have two schemes to show you on how the building might look, and then we have some floor plans for you to see the site plan. The site plan. We developed a little bit since last time you saw it. We have the entrance over here, and then 110 parking spaces right now, and the building drop-off here with an entry plaza in front. The drive-up window is here, and then we have the open area back here for programming. We're showing a patio and a sensory garden and a butterfly garden back here. This is your retention area here, and then we're showing some here. And we're also showing the bike path extended all the way around the site. We thought that was something you might want to consider. So we can continue that for where it goes here, where it goes here, here. We continue that along here, and as well as access to the front of the building here.
How do they access the drive up? Is it through the side drive?
Yeah. Either way, they come around this way. Yeah.
Besides, the radius big enough so that SUVs can make a U turn and come back down. So. So the floor plans themselves haven't changed a ton. We really just have built them more so that match more or less the same schemes that you guys have seen before for ABs. Once we come into the building here, we have an entry vestibule on this side of the building. By the drive-up window, we have circulation, the circulation office, and also an exterior book drop. We have the cafe and book sale and the main circulation desk. This is a meeting room for 200 people. When you see the site plan and the open space behind it, you'll notice that it's a really large green space and also a really large visible meeting room, more or less twice the size and square footage of the room you're sitting in today. As you walk into the entry vestibule, we have the elevator and the main stair going up to the second level. And we also have a maker space, kind of having, it's nice to have that space on display so people understand and see this kind of activity as they walk in. And then the main restrooms for the first level right next to the entry. Also, new books display, kind of going around through this whole central spine. And then more or less from this area to the, it's going to be the east side, is youth services. So we have two single stall bathrooms and youth services and a nursing room. Majority of the collection is kind of here and over the back. And then we have the older kids, the tween kids, kind of in the back corner. Then we have a really large youth activity play area that exits out onto both the exterior patio for programming, and then also the sensory garden that you guys, it's kind of replicating what you guys have now in the open courtyard. The program room and the craft room are really important to the staff. They love that upstairs. It's such a really popular thing for the library and kind of specific to you guys. It has a divisible wall in between right now so that if you want a really big program, you can open it up or close it off and have two separate rooms. And then we have storage and then the youth offices and a couple of study rooms also. And then on the second floor, we're coming up to the main stair. More or less, this half of the building is admin. We also have a mechanical room situated in the center so that we don't have it outside. like the equipment you guys see outside today would not be there. Restrooms are staffed for efficiency. And then we have the teen space, the adult services office. And then what we've really done is just bringing the entire space with study rooms and quiet study. The back of the building and the west of the building are really kind of the better views looking out. So we focus the main collection and all the seating along those elevations, and then same with the study and quiet study. So one thing you notice on both floors, kind of this corner of the building, which is looking out over your green space in the back, is predominantly where all the public areas are. And then we've focused the admin and kind of the more solid, the meeting room and the circulation area downstairs on the sort of parking lot side, entry side.
So the stairs are towards the back of the library,
yeah.
And the elevator is right here. It looks small, but I'm sure it's not.
No, it's same size.
Oh, yeah, same
part,
size.
Larger, larger. It's a large enough elevator.
Okay. Thank you.
This is in addition to our other. This is not a decision that this is what we're doing.
I guess we're developing a plan that you guys would use for a referendum should you decide to go that route.
We also have this other schemes that you saw before. This is the new building scheme.
Right.
The renovation schemes are still on the table.
Yeah, this yeah, no, this is,
this
no,
just
no, so if we, yeah, I apologize. So A, B, C, and D, this is D.
And I think that over the next month, EOS is going to be holding the community committee meeting, and then all the engagement sessions, all of that data will be brought back to you next month so that you can decide which direction you want to go. This is just the last piece of what your options could be.
So the new voting scheme has more square footage, so you get more collection, more study rooms, more seating. There's also more office space, assuming every time you get a building that's much larger than where you are now, eventually you might want extra office space, so the workrooms are sized so you could add people eventually if needed, or consider storage, or meeting spaces. But it's quite a bit over scheme C, that's probably it's additional staff space, additional storage space, and then collection areas on the larger. Okay, then we have images. If you do vote to referendum, you could. These are your ideas of which you can use. And then whichever way you go, you might want to do some interior renderings, whether you like whatever scheme you decide.
Are there any spaces or areas in this design for displays of
lots.
Materials and not not books, but you know, if we had an exhibition, the wall space that could be used for hanging pictures or whatever.
Yep. So on this second floor, you have all kinds of wall space. And we just couldn't put these in, they're not needed for your collection. So all of this is meant for display or future collections.
Sorry, in the past, we've also put all that type of shelving on wheels. So that if you wanted to, you could wheel it out of the way or put it somewhere else on the floor and use that for an exhibition area.
And then down here, we could do the same kind of thing. It's not quite as much wall space, but you could do like a wall display, a vertical display, if you were going to do a little art shelf. You could do that in the scheme scene too.
So I think it's like some libraries will do themes, they'll have a focus. They might do pinball machines,
yeah.
And they need a display, or they might do a certain event in the year, and it's kind of nice to have like a 10 by 10 or 10 by 20 space. Is that feasible on the first floor?
Sure. I mean, honestly, we would spend a ton of time designing with you guys and making sure that if that's important for you to have in the schemes, absolutely. And when we do interior renderings, we can make a space for that to make sure that it's showcased as part of the new building.
Where is the, on the first floor, where is the, okay, so we're walking into the building where it says entry vestibule,
yeah.
And nobody sees circulation, just like now, they have to turn to the left. The greeters are to the left. It's sometimes, people are missed when they walked in and get greeted, or it's just not a convenient spot. I thought we were looking at doing circulation desk counter more visible to when people came in, just a running by it.
Well, we could float it here, or we could look at the circulation
we've looked into, for sure.
As we move forward.
We just thought maybe we thought it'd be nice to let the meeting room exit out from the green space in the back also for programming. We could also, like Tiffany was saying, you could flip the sorter in the desk and get them right at the left as they walk. I think that's a good idea.
I will say I think part of the issue with our library currently is because there's like the wall where the book drop is. That's what blocks the circ staff versus it being like an open desk.
For sure. Oh, that's what change we can make. Absolutely.
Well, I don't see changing it up very much because we have to drive up there.
Right, I mean, we could flip this, get this closer to the edge, so as you add, when you walk in there, you would see it directly to the left.
Yeah, in the past we had John a checkout desk that's separated from the workroom, just more, you know, out here.
The large assembly room is roughly 150 seats.
200.
Well, you have to remember if you have handicap, your ADA, some of them are wheelchair, that can take up, you know,
space.
So, I mean, it is.
Should we show you the story, or do you want to talk about it?
So the overview really just giving you an accent metric look. Last time we were here after our meeting, I kind of walked into our site and back out of the lake. And there's some really beautiful moments, especially like this area here where you kind of connect back into the green space. So we did focus a lot of our visuals kind of to the left and north. And then we have the experience garden, sensory garden here in the center, and then a sort of green space off the left, which is really changed on. We did open up the parking lot a little bit to reduce the size of the plaza up front and kind of push the cars a little bit closer to the forward walking so far to the entry. And then kind of just simple parking diagram with a pitch and drop off in front.
So this is, we have just two kind of exterior lighting schemes. This one, it divides the building horizontally. Two different materials, and you can see the entry plaza here, trees everywhere, and then the trees behind the trees. Here's the view from the bike path and your current retaining area right here. And so you're starting to see the plaza here in the open space for programming.
And this in the second floor is actually quite soon, so it's a really beautiful north facing glass. And I really enjoyed the space.
What's the ceiling height on the first floor versus the second?
We have 10 feet on the first floor, and we have, it looks like about 15 to 16 on the second floor, just in the corner when the roof gets up high. In the center of the space, it's about 10 feet.
So we have a roof peaking on the sides?
It's actually aiming down the center. It's at the entry is here, and it picks up this way.
You can see a little bit here. This is from the west, the northwest side of the site. So it's kind of showing you where the programming space would be. This is kind of taken near that area near the pond where there's a little.
After what I just talked about.
Yeah.
And this is that central main stair that you can see, so the double height space has been done in the second floor.
So would this concept include the necessary need to close or move the collection at a different point, or would this still include keeping the main building behind? Okay.
And then this is just a closer in view of the potential programming space.
And there was some questions about exactly how big sort of the green space was out behind the building since you were moving the building back. You can see there's ample room in there. I mean, it is a rendering, but you can tell that there's quite a bit of green space still left behind the building that's sort of captured by the base behind.
The roof line, is there any way to change that? I'm just concerned when things peak towards the center of any building with the weathers we have here, ice and snow.
But yeah, I mean, this doesn't have to be the design we have. I want to show you, but I mean, there are lots of options for the design. This is just what we came up with today.
Yeah, and I think the roof would probably not be like shingled or metal clad. It would probably be a membrane. So that slope would just come down to the roof drain to the center and
it would. Oh, exactly. How would the water run off?
Inside the building.
That's the thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So this was just another idea of combining, and it is a different roof line than the last one. So I just kind of wanted to show you that there are options. So this is kind of a stone and a wood look facade, and it's more vertical expression than the last one.
So yeah, it's the same site. You know, with the back of the library facing north, there's a lot of, you know, get a lot of that heavy wind on the north side buildings. So just wondering if you get, I don't know.
I think we were really trying to take advantage of the north light, since it's not direct.
Right.
And being able to flood the space with light without getting too much heat gain. So we did keep the south end of the building a little more solid and put some horizontal sunshading on it. And then in the back, we did open it up for more glass for sure.
Plus, the south view of the building would be the parking lot, and the north side would be nature.
That's exactly why we kind of situated the building that way, for sure.
I'm the adult teen and youth services. Are there desk areas, public reference area indicated on this?
Right as you get off the stern line.
And this design is 50,000 square feet?
Yes.
It's the interior is 50,000 square feet.
The gross exterior.
Okay.
What was the cost for this
that we
didn't get yet?
This was the.
I think it's 34.
Yeah.
Whatever we had on
the budget. Did
you guys have
change?
Not to. We would. If you guys are happy with the scheme, we would send it back to John Shales at SMC that did our cost estimate and make sure that it was on track.
Yeah, we didn't do anything different from what we did.
It should be a track.
Are green roofs still trending, and would that be a possibility for our roof, or is it?
No, they are trending, and yes, it would be a possibility. Sometimes we use green roofs and we don't have enough room for retention, because it kind of holds the rainwater and lets it evaporate slower. But yeah, absolutely, and it's actually a really nice thing for alternates. We can include it in the bidding, and then if the price comes in lower, we could be part of the project.
The mechanicals, obviously, a preliminary design like this, but were they intended to be within the roof line of the building, or would they be above?
Currently, we haven't shown in a room inside the building. we can work on that design a little bit more also. Lately, we've been really pushing, or not pushing, that's not the right word. We've been geothermal systems, which use heat pumps, which are smaller and don't require a chiller, have been really prominent in recent building and library design. There's lots of grants that we've been actually really successful in dealing with our library clients. And it's a way better way to sort of heat cool building in terms of energy consumption. And it cuts down on the amount of equipment drastically from the typical building. Chillers and air handlers kind of go away. So we would work really hard with you guys, I think, to show you those potentials. And I think it's a really nice message for the community also, conserving energy where possible.
Is 12 feet standard for a first floor for a library?
Typically between 10 feet floor to ceiling, and then we have, it's 15 foot approximately from floor to floor. So we have about 4 clear feet, and then minus the steel is about 3.5. And that's typically enough to get mechanicals through and piping.
I just know that some libraries are very open. And you said this was going to be a 12 foot ceiling?
We had 10 foot on the first floor. That's in the renders. We had 10 foot on the first floor, and then the upper floor was taller.
For the geothermal you were just mentioning,
yeah.
Do you have an estimate on what the potential savings that could be as opposed to just being stuck on the standard electrical grid for a lot of the power for this?
Okay. Yep.
Because that's one of the things that we've been dealing with.
Hmm?
Do you guys pay electric?
Yeah.
So that would, some libraries don't pay electric, so that could be quite a bit of savings, absolutely.
That's one of the things that we've been dealing with is the increased electrical cost.
No.
Being on the same grid as
absolutely
server centers now.
No,
so
we can absolutely get those.
That, I would love to have some more.
And the truth is it ends up being with some of the grant money that you don't really pay much more for the system.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in your benefit in terms of consumption. There's really not a lot of downside. Very. Other questions?
I think because of the way that mechanicals and utilities are located, in theory, you could have moving logs outside those areas.
Like mechanical enclosures, or?
Well, no. But, you know,
For flush air intake, we can do that from above.
Well, as the use of libraries has evolved over the last 10 to 12 years, the purposes of areas have changed.
Somewhat outdated.
Walls. Yeah, so I don't know if you're talking about since this is in the middle, or you're just talking in general.
In general.
Oh, okay. So we are. Showing that way, like down here, we're showing it. Here we have this one. Sometimes we've done these where this can just open up completely. It's multiple, obviously, that makes sense. Exhibit space or event space. We do like to plan libraries so that enclosed spaces are more along the perimeter, so that as your needs change, it's easier to move things around. These things aren't blocking you from.
It's nice to have the soundproof rooms, quiet rooms.
Yeah.
When you start bringing walls that move, you lose that.
Some of it, yep. I agree with that. It is funny in our renovation work, how much times we're moving spaces from out the middle and trying to create bigger spaces. So I don't know. I think that's a smart idea.
So what kind of time frame would you require for this and a decision out of us in terms of which of the schemes that we want to go with and any potential redesign so that the architectural drawings could move forward to start marketing the referendum?
Sure.
Jason, so the plan is EOS will be back here at the October board meeting, and they will have all of the data that they've gathered from the community committee and the engagement groups, any of the questionnaires or the forms that we have. They'll be out here in October, and then in November, I imagine EOS and Dan and Tiffany will come back, and you guys would need to decide which direction you want to go. And that's, you don't want to do anything. You want to do scheme C, or you want to get a new building, or you don't want to do anything. And then in December, after that, if you decide to go to referendum in November, we would work with the bondsman to create the referendum question. You have to decide and vote before the end of the year to be on the either March or the November election, and EOS will tell us which election would be more positive response rate for us based on the election data that they will prevent or provide for us.
And I think based on if you choose to go to Scheme C or a new building, Dan and Tiffany would create renderings of either or rather than both.
Sure.
Yeah, that would happen in November, and I think we'd probably a month.
Yeah. And then EOS said that if we went to referendum in March, all the campaigning would go through January, February, March, and then if it went through November, we'd have more time to really push it.
How many committee, you said there's community committee and engagement groups, so are people participating in both?
No, there's the community committee, and I took all of your suggested names and reached out to them, and then the staff had some people in mind, and so I believe that we sent it out to about 28 people. I re-sent out the reminder today. I have 14 confirmed yeses for tomorrow, but I had originally 21 signed up, and that is for the community committee tomorrow night. And then on Thursday, Monday, Saturday, and then the 25th, virtually, we will have community engagement where anybody can come and talk.
So it's only one time meeting with the community committee?
At this time.
At this time.
Okay. So you don't have to go to both. You can pick like people that you reached out to. You go to the one and others.
Go to the other.
The other people find out about the online.
Okay. We've been marketing it, and so I'm aware all of the trustees did receive their postcard in the mail.
Right.
We've been marketing it. We have email blasts scheduled to go out, Facebook posts. We have a button on our website. It was notified the community.
I've seen the advertising. I just didn't know, was there a cutoff date or the date's already? You have your enrollment for these already?
No, these are open.
They're just open to
the
public. There's no registration or anything required.
Thank you guys so much.
So if anybody would like to make recommendations or send thoughts or suggestions about this design, please email me to me in about a week so that we can get them to you, and then you can do what you want with them. Or
and then they have the full presentation.
Yeah. Yeah, we can email.
We'll put it in the portal.
Oh, the portal.
Put it in the trustee portal.
In this new site plan or design, is there a traffic flow of the lot itself that's preferred that would be encouraged? I noticed that the
honestly, this site plan just needs to move down. This should be here, so that we miss the island. That's how it got shifted back. I'm not really sure. We did update the site plan already, but it would just mirror this. The larger parking lot would be on this side. The smaller lot would be here. We would come in more in this area so that we can't get around that island that's located out there. We'll fix that for the next meeting.
But and I guess, like, to drop something off.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really simple. Actually, I think the majority of this would be staff parking on this side here, and I think the public parking would be majority in the front of the building. And then the drive up, again, is accessible from either way.
Question, Carolyn. At these community meetings, will these plans be shown?
No.
Nothing will be shown with any pictures. They're going to do their engagement with the community based on those subjects that were in that first survey that went out to dig deeper, to get more feelings and to get more ideas and thoughts. Would
you're
you?
Not going to jade anybody.
No, we are not.
That was purposeful. Because we could have included plans, but we didn't want any distraction from what we're actually trying to get the feedback for.
They get a bad opinion because somebody doesn't like the color of the stone, and now they don't want
it. Yep.
That's totally right. I have a 2-hour discussion on paper.
Right.
I think that's what they said happened at the Roselle Library. The feedback they got from the groups was that they thought the library was not very attractive looking, and then their referendum failed because they didn't change the exterior of the building. But I don't know if that's true or not. That's just what I heard.
Any other questions?
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dan
thank
and
you
Tiffany.
So
we'll be in touch.
Have a great evening.
Thanks, guys.
I don't think we can start the meeting until 7.
Right.
Yeah, we have to adjourn this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Olson?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Bobby?
Yes.
Barry?
Yes.
Arrow?
Yes.
Dan?
Yes.
Wire?
Yes.